Well, they talk about scoreboard pressure in cricket. 460 is obviously a very good score from a Yorkshire point of view. Durham gave themselves some platforms, though, early on.
Yeah, we did. I thought Rocky got us off to a flyer, as he normally does. He went out and put the balls in the pressure, but unfortunately couldn't kick on. And a little bit of a partnership for me and Keats, but I think every time we've got a bit of a partnership, we've lost a bit of wicket. But I thought they bowled very well. I thought it's a wicket where you're probably never quite in, especially if you only run at two and over, which we have done today with the way they've bowled. But no, we're not out of it yet. We've got two lads set at the crease, and hopefully they can kick on in the morning and have a big partnership.
Bit of an element of luck with Keaton Jennings. I think he was dropped third over when he hadn't got a run on the board by Jake Lehman, and then went on to get a 40. Opening partnership from Durham, 56, and then you put on 57. I mean, you'll all be kicking yourselves as professional cricketers that you haven't gone on to give those starts a boost and get on to big scores.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I mean, we've had little partnerships, but we haven't really kicked on. But it'd be nice if one of the big partnerships, one of the partnerships turned into a big one, you know, 100 plus. But unfortunately not, but we've still got batters left at the middle, and then obviously Richo and Ryan to come. So hopefully we can get up towards sort of their score.
You mentioned the slowness of the runs at times, but I mean, you know, they've got a great bowling attack. When you bring somebody like Steve Patterson in, third or fourth in the lineup, and him and Azim Rafiq were bowling in tandem, putting some real pressure on you and Scott Ball, you and Keaton, and that was at the point when Keaton got himself out. Then you disappeared in a similar sort of position a little bit later on.
Yeah, I thought Patterson's obviously very good. I mean, he's especially to left-handers. I mean, he doesn't give you anything to score off. He has a real knack of getting left-hands out with the way he sort of the angle of it comes in, then he gets a sort of stand up and go away from you. But we knew it'd be tough, and we knew how he bowled. It always goes at sort of two and over, and he does a fantastic job for them. But like you say, they've got four very good seamers who keep coming at you, and I think as they bowl, you know, they're going to go two and over. We just need to battle through that and take the runs when we can.
From the sanctuary of our commentary box on the fourth floor, it looked like the sort of wicket where you really had to be watchful and choose your shots.
Yeah, I think so. I think the wicket's almost dried out a bit, which prevents cracks in the wicket, which is also, it keeps the ball nipping, and when it nips, it hits a crack, and it probably goes a bit quicker than what it did yesterday. But like I say, we know we've got two batters at the crease, and hopefully we can dig in tomorrow morning.
Jack Burnham got a 50 on his debut against Yorkshire last year, and I think Graham Clark had a 91 here in a T20 last season. I know they're young lads, there's not much experience between them, and there's a lot of pressure on their shoulders, but if they can carry it on tomorrow, 106 runs to save the follow-on.
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, we need two lads to get in tomorrow and go sort of big partnership. Hopefully Yorkshire's their team. Like you say, they've both done well against them in the past. But we've not let this game by no means.
And another half century for you as well today.
Yeah, a bit patchy at the start, but I think once you get in, it's always disappointing to get out in the 50s. You want to kick on, and I thought once I got past sort of 30 or 40, I actually felt in decent rhythms, decent nick, but decent ball from Patterson got me out, to be fair.
Finally, you're still within touching distance of 1,000 runs in the Championship this year, which I think would be the third year in a row for you.
Yeah, fourth, I think. But yeah, I think I'm about 100 short. I think someone mentioned early on, but you know, it's just trying to get as many wins as I can, to be honest.
Cheers.